you went to the technical college in
Yes.
Were there other choices of places you could have gone to have learnt all this?
Not really knitting. I mean, Leicester was the place for technology knitting. Now, it goes back a long way, Leicester, because there was a firm called Rowlett and Rowley. They were in King Street, and they subsequently changed and became Benjamin Russell's. But Rowlett and Rowley were quite a substantial firm at the end of the 1800s. And Rowlett was particularly keen on training, when in Britain, in the Industrial Revolution, training wasn't really a thing. You know, you just went in and learnt it as a sort of apprentice. He got the idea that you ought to have more organised and systematic training. And he'd been to Germany and he'd seen what was going on in Germany. And he thought we ought to do the same thing in England. So he was instrumental in, with other manufacturers, of setting up the knitting school in Leicester at the Gateway. And he translated the German textbook into English. And I've got a copy of that textbook. I haven't got a copy of the German, unfortunately, but I have got the English one. And that was really the first textbook that was used. But the school, Rowlett started, or he was one of the starters of the school, and it grew in Leicester, and it was the leading knitting school in the country. Well, it was one of the best in the world, and we used to get international students here. And there were a lot of international students, overseas students, when I was there, coming from Greece and Turkey, Cyprus, America, Hong Kong,